There are several artists around the country, and indeed around the world, who make Cinderella stamps, tiny pictures, gorgeous colors, birds and plants and sporting events, and imaginary rulers of nonsensical countries. These stamps look real, but they are actually only fantasy stamps, not to be used for postage. A Seattle artist named Carl Chu is one of the leading creators of Cinderella stamps.
These are stamps that are from my own fabrication, and they are not stamps made by a government of some country. So I decided I needed my own name for my own postal publishing firm or whatever, my own post office, and that became Triangle Post. It really was named after the studio I was in mm-hmm. at that time, which was Triangle Studios in Seattle.
How many people in the country are doing this?
I'd say in the United States there's probably 200 or 300 people
really
doing this. There's a few of us that have done it for years and do a lot of it. And worldwide there may be as many as 1,000 people making stamps who aren't making them for a government or something.
And do they know about each other?
They do, because they correspond through the Mail Art Network, a lot of them.
The Mail Art Network?
The Mail Art Network is artwork that sort of has as one of its main components the fact that it is mailed, and that something happens to it while it's in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Stamps get canceled. One of my favorite things to do is to mail my first day issue envelopes and my stamps on a letter to a fictitious person somewhere. And many times it'll take 2 or 3 months, and they'll finally come back and they'll have a lot of mm-hmm. return to sender and things like that. So the actual act of mailing becomes a tool. I use it as a tool in the construction of the artwork.
Do you ever use one of these stamps that you've painted on a real envelope?
Well, I put them on real envelopes, but if I am going to mail it, I always include a real U.S. stamp
along with
it. You've
never been tempted to?
Many people have sent them to me.
Have used them to send
letters? Have used them. Over the years, artists have gotten a lot of glee out of fooling the post office once in a while, but what I've discovered is that it's not something that is that hard to slip by.
Mm-hmm.
But it also doesn't make any sense if your life's profession here or part of it is to make these wonderful stamps to put yourself in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the stamps are so much more associated with the little stories and things that I've been thinking about and writing all my life. So the actual mailing of the stamps becomes less of an issue than the ideas and the stories that the stamps themselves illustrate.
How do you do the perforations?
I have my own perforating machine.
Well, that's got to be fun.
It's very fun, yeah. I started out when the color Xerox machine was invented. That was when I knew that I was destined to make stamps for a while. I'd made stamps as a child, perforated them on my mother's sewing machine, and drawn and painted perforations on them. And then later on, when I joined this art studio, another fellow in the studio also liked to make stamps, and he invented a perforating machine made out of a dog flea comb that went down into a piece of metal that had all these little holes, and we could perforate 2 or 3 stamps a time with this.
Hmm.
But when that broke, I woke up and I said, you know, you're going to have to be serious about that, about this, and buy your own perforating machine. So I called a used printing equipment company, and they found one for me in an hour and a half, and I went out and bought it.
Well, let me ask you about your first stamp.
One of my first stamps was an issue. It was called a worm commemorative, and I did it in about the 7th grade, and it was a worm that came out of the stamp and went into the envelope. It was something I actually drew, I think, while I was in one of my classes, and I mailed it to my father. And about a week later, I got called out of my 7th grade science class and to the boys' dean's office. And I went in, and the first thing I can remember is there was this very large guy in there with very shiny black shoes. And he had this envelope. That, mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he said, "Did you make this?" And I said, "Yes, I did make that." He says, "Well, we think it's great that you make stamps, but never, ever again put U.S. postage on them," because I had written worm commemorative U.S. postage and mailed this.
Wow.
So he was an inspector from the Postal Department. I've been pretty good ever since then.
Carl Chu, an artist from Seattle.
Black Gall.